This podcast is brought to you by Spooky Boo Scary Storytime at www.scarystorytime.com. Hello, this is Spooky Boo. Welcome to my Friday show. Today I bring a guest to Scary Storytime. You might know her already as Black Eyed Blonde. Be sure to subscribe to her channel for creepy stories. Her link is on the Scary Storytime website. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
I can't move. My eyes open slowly to a vaguely unfamiliar ceiling. There is no light or shadow. It's unbearably quiet. Pure silence like I've never experienced before. I don't feel hot or cold. I can't move. Panic sets in as I realize I can't feel anything at all. I try to close my eyes again. They close slowly and out of sync as I try to remember what came before this. I can't remember anything. My mind broken as my synapses seem to be misfiring. Nothing comes together. The only coherent thought that forms is panic. I try to thrash about with no avail. In my head, I am wildly thrashing, trying to break this stillness, but my body doesn't follow suit. The panic grows, but I can't even feel my heartbeat. I try to take a deep breath to gain my composure, but my lungs fail to fill with air. I can't move. My body is completely numb. My head remains stagnant, my gaze remaining fixed on the ceiling I can't place. The ceiling is warped and torn, a dull gray. Despite my surroundings being so unfamiliar, I can't help but feel like I have been here before. That I have spent a lot of time here. There has to be a logical explanation for this. My head spins as I try to remember. What could make this overwhelming stillness make sense? I think to myself. It takes what feels like ages to form a thought, but I finally come to a conclusion. Sleep paralysis. Why didn't I think of that before? It makes perfect sense. My experience with sleep paralysis has always been abnormal. I never hear voices or see dark figures, as is typical. Sleep paralysis for me has always been just that. Paralysis. I try to comfort myself with this, but my mind continues to race. It seems as if my brain is working 10 times harder just to form these simple conclusions. Nothing about this situation is making sense. If this is sleep paralysis, it is the most extreme experience I've ever had. Usually I can feel something, even the slightest bit. I can usually feel my body straining to move. I can usually move my head ever so slightly to break the spell. And I can usually make out hallucinations of phantom limbs teasing me into thinking I can move. Right now, though, I couldn't even see my body. I try again to move. Nothing. I can't move my head in any direction. My gaze is just stuck on this damn gray, twisted, unfamiliar ceiling. I don't even know what time of day it is. I can't move. Nothing, literally nothing, is all I can feel. Has your body ever felt absolute nothing? In most circumstances, you can usually feel something, anything. A heartbeat, a breath, even a slight pressure. No. Just nothing. My head isn't even working right. It's so fucking quiet. My thoughts fall back onto circumstances in which I would experience sleep paralysis. What else can I call this? It has to be a bad dream. Maybe if I could pinpoint the situation to one of these circumstances, my memory would return. I force myself to recall usual situations where I typically experience sleep paralysis. Had I been taking a nap on the couch? No. Impossible. The ceiling didn't match up. Did I fall asleep in class? No. Something told me I hadn't been in school for a very long time. Plus, Why would I be laying in such a strange position? Wouldn't I be looking at a desk face down? Wouldn't someone have woken me up or come to help me? Nothing is making sense, and it's just getting harder to think as my brain seems to be deteriorating. Am I waking up, or is it just a deeper sleep? Where am I? Why can't I move? Why is there no light, no dark, no sound? Nothing but the goddamn ceiling. Overwhelming nothingness. The unsettling sense that suddenly, I am no longer alone. And perhaps I wasn't alone this entire time. Why can't I remember? The sense triggers something inside me as my memories slowly begin to return. I had fallen asleep. I can't move. We couldn't get a hotel. A vaguely unfamiliar ceiling. We were supposed to split the driving, but he got sick. Where is he? There is no light or shadow. I just wanted to get home. It's unbearably quiet. I shouldn't have been driving. I don't feel hot or cold. I was just so tired I fell asleep and... A loud whirring begins to build in my ears. It's the first sound I've heard in what seems like hours. The sound engulfs me, as if the sound itself has feeling. The whirring becomes unbearable. It is unbearable, but it doesn't hurt. I can't pinpoint how exactly the sound is even bothering me. All I know is that I can't stand it. The sound floods the entirety of my being. I can move, as I realize I am slowly rising up. For a moment, I think I am going to be okay, that I can move again as I get up higher and higher. That is, until the scene pans out in front of me. Emergency vehicles everywhere. The flashing lights distorting as they hit my eyes. There is light and shadow. My boyfriend on a stretcher screaming, inconsolable, fighting against the restraints as they roll him into an ambulance. There he is. Why is he? It is unbearably loud. The world tilts sideways. My car comes into view. Entangled with a guardrail. It seems impossible that a car and a guardrail could fuse together in such a way, making my car almost unrecognizable. There it is, the vaguely unfamiliar ceiling. The guardrail is going right through the driver's side windshield, where I should have been. I can't move. I don't feel hot. Or cold. I can't even feel my heartbeat. My lungs devoid of air. The whirring louder and louder and louder until nothing. It is once again unbearably quiet. A slow onset of darkness begins to close in around me. Panic sets in as I realize I'm looking at my decapitated body.